Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy from My Brother and Me.
Hi, I'm Griffin McElroy from My Brother and Me. We didn't skip Travis. He's working.
Probably. We didn't actually ask him because we figured he's busy. He's always so busy.
He's always a busy bee. He's fighting off colony collapse.
We've got an unconventional episode for you this week because I'm on the sunny shores of beautiful Tybee Island just outside of Savannah, Georgia, lapping up the sun.
I'm on a three-day drunk.
Because it's the weekend.
It's not just the weekend. I'm having kind of a hard year.
Kind of a rough one for Griffin. But we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about is the greatest, in air quotes, greatest bim bam moments from the early years. We dip back into the annals, and I went over with a fine tooth comb and got one hilarious hour from our first 13 episodes. Now I know what you're thinking. Weren't those episodes bad? Well, here's your indication. I took 13 hours and condensed it to one worthwhile hour of material.
Some jewelers, I read this on the internet, like their rough gems better than the ones that have been cut down. You know why?
Why?
Because then they can cut it down and really make it their own.
Well, that's what I've done, and I've boiled it down for you. So I hope you'll enjoy this look back at the early years of Bim Bam, the early weeks of Bim Bam.
My brother and me, early weeks compilation 1: it's better than nothing.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, where the pretty birds have flown.
And welcome to our show. The show is called My Brother and Me. I'm Justin McElroy. I'm joined by my titular brothers, Travis and Griffin. This is an advice show for the modern era, mainly fashion. We take your questions every day, every week, and we
every second, real time.
Every
this is,
second.
This is why it's a modern show. It's every.
Call.
Every,
just
now.
Call.
Now. Now.
Yeah, now. 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 Now.
Has anyone called yet?
Speaking of questions, this one comes from Yahoo. The question is, what is the chord progression during the intro of the ABC series Greek?
What?
Take a chance. Scratty Bones Jones, how many times a week should I shampoo my hair? I'm currently on a wash thrice shampoo every third wash cycle. Okay, we're gonna get just real talk here.
You just entered into our wheelhouse.
This is a matter of some debate for men of dry hair.
Let me open up by saying I didn't know, like, this is one of those many, many things that I as a 22-year-old adult should know and incorporate in my life, but I shampoo my hair every time I get
in
the shower.
That's why you got that coarse hair.
That's why you've got that hair like you have. You're having an awakening. Guys, it's our first awakening.
I feel like when I don't...
You're listening to Awakenings with Justin, Travis, and
I feel like I'm getting dirty. Like, if I don't do it, I feel
but
dirty.
The thing is, the natural oils that your scalp produces makes your hair look... Think of it from, like, a caveman era. Your body biologically wants your hair to look better. It's
right.
Trying to make your hair look better. It's doing what it can to help you. And you
I like the three-day rotation.
I am down. Now, sometimes, what's the problem? You got to get in there on that third day with a real hard scrub, or your scalp's going to go to shit.
Right. And also,
that's the nightmare scenario.
When my hair gets longer, and I know I'm running my hands through it a lot and getting it real gross, I'll do a two-day rotation.
Sure, yeah. If you use a lot of product one day, yeah. you got to get away from that feeling.
There's one unsolved mystery here.
Okay, crack it.
You guys obviously know more about this than I do, but if you don't shampoo your hair, then how are you supposed to put shampoo in your hair and let the suds run down and then just use those suds as soap? Right?
Oh, okay.
Listen, great question, bypass the head altogether. It goes straight to the chest hair.
You're telling me that I shouldn't use soap, is what I'm hearing, except for every Wednesday and Saturday.
I think that this grooming section has taken a weird turn where it's like more about
how gross Griffin is.
Just had a terrible life of Griffin McElroy. It's weird. It started out as about one thing. Now it's kind of depressing.
I'm as clean as a motherfucker, but I do it in suspect ways.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is, do you guys remember when you were younger and you would go like on a first date with somebody and you'd be in the movie theater and it would take you like the entire 2 hour movie to get up the courage to like hold their hand, and so the entire time like your hand is kind of slowly creeping over the hairs and it's all exciting and scary? What you can do is do that with the stranger sitting next to you on the plane,
right?
And have it like stretch it out for the entire, like if you're flying east to west coast, it's like a, you know, 6 hour plane ride, so just take 6 hours and very slowly just have this campaign of just finger by finger, just moving.
You'll be so distracted.
You'll be so distracted and so scared. And like, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe that large drill sergeant type sitting in 17B may just be your special somebody.
Right. Yeah. And if not, like, even if you get shot down, you just, your flight's done. Take a
chance. You know, I was reading my Cosmo, like I do. It's what I do. And I found some great advice for the ladies. Might like. It's from an article called 30 Things to Do with a Naked Man.
Mm-hmm.
And this suggestion is find his G-spot. The hint is a guy's prostate, the walnut-sized gland under his bladder, is the ultimate magic button to push if you want to blow his mind in bed.
Ultimate magic button.
To analyze it, partway through oral sex or intercourse, rest two fingers against the swath of skin between his testicles and
you
anus.
Stay the fuck away from my walnut.
Do you mean taint?
You mean his taint.
You mean his taint, right?
It's an efficiency of language issue at this point. You mean his taint.
Excuse me, Cosmo. Please don't tell anyone to do that.
Cosmo, my walnut is a temple. And I don't want... It doesn't need any insurrectionists. Nuh-uh.
What's your walnut? How's everybody's walnut situation today?
It's feeling good.
The walnut's fine.
Do you guys remember when I went to Bonnaroo and I didn't shower for 5 days and I got walnutitis?
Here's my question. Actual situation would that be okay in? Like, oh, this is the... Whoa! Are you doing?
Like, when I went to see a walnutologist about my walnutitis and he checked my walnut, like still questionable.
You know what's weird about that story? Griffin went 5 days without a shower, still shampooed every day.
It was nice.
I had lots of Aquafina, which I could, you know, wrap my shit up with.
Don't touch my walnut.
Stay away from the walnut. Don't listen to Cosmo.
Take a chance. This one comes from Yahoo Answers user Nikolai. He says, or she says? No, I think it might be. He says, this is under the pregnancy and parenting baby names category. He says, can I name my baby girl Justin after Justin Bieber?
Why don't you pick somebody more deserving? Why don't you pick a more deserving Justin to name your child after? Someone who's going to give that kid the sort of minute one publicity that a baby starting out in today's fast-paced, Twitter-based world needs. Maybe name your baby after like a Justin McElroy, somebody who's going to get the name out there, going to get that baby promoted.
Justin McElroy Bieber Nikolai.
I love it.
What about Justin McElroy Bieber, and I'll hyphenate my last name if he'll just have me back. I'm so sorry, Justin. I'm so, so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm so, so sorry. Please, baby, baby, please. Please, baby. Please, baby, baby. One more time. I'll tell you one time, Justin. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't have said that thing
about
your teeth.
It was just a boat. It was just a boat at an amusement park, and there was a calliope in the background, and I had a belly full of cotton candy, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm so sorry. There was no line, and I saw it there in the reflection of the street lamp, and I thought, yes, I'm a boatman. I'm a boatman for life, and I left you. I didn't go see your show. And I'm sorry, Biebs. I'm sorry. Why don't you name your kid Viking Fury?
That would be the coolest name ever.
That would be the best name ever.
Now see, now I want to use that. Viking Fury.
God,
Viking
that's awesome.
Fury McElroy. Yeah.
This is my son, Viking Fury. Well, what's his last name?
This is my name. Some Viking.
His
Fury.
First name is Viking.
Sorry about your knee. Sorry about your kneecap. He just hit it with an axe.
He's two and he's got a little baby axe. My first axe.
Well, what's up with that beard he's got going? I don't know. I named him Viking Fury.
It really stuck.
It's red like a sunrise.
Did he just kill that narwhal?
Yeah, he did. He's crazy. Stupid Viking Fury, get over here. Somebody, honey, get the muzzle. Viking Fury's trying to eat mutton. His stomach can't digest it. He's only 6 weeks old. Mush up some mutton, sweetheart, for Viking Fury.
Take a chance. But she seemed to enjoy going to movies, dinner, and spending a lot of time with me, but I was too timid to make her mine. I got a piece of advice from a man, some unsolicited advice. If you want to go out with this girl, stop saying creepy shit like "make her mine."
And smitten by her,
my pet.
I made her mine. A bounty of flesh.
So, do you want to go see a movie, or should I just make you into a skin suit?
Mine possess you for me. I mean, for life, to own you, to have you. I just want to own you and make you mine.
I just want to own your body.
Just your body?
My body. My
property. I want to make
your body. How do you feel about man-sized jars?
I will poke holes in the top.
I'll put a
twig in there, some leaves. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it.
But you're mine now.
As far as the signs you're looking for,
put sugar water in the bottom.
Oh, sugar water.
Take a chance. This one comes from Yahoo Answers, and I think it's great because you guys are you're professionals at this. But the question is, who is the founder of acting? The subtitle is, I would really like to know who is the founder of acting. So. Any answers on that?
I think it's Aristotle.
I think Aristotle.
I'm pretty sure it's Jim Varney. He was Ernest and the dad from Beverly Hillbillies and that coil dog. High versatility, I think so.
He was the coil dog?
Yeah, he was the coil dog. He's everybody. He slink?
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. Good on him. Because
he's a fucking chameleon.
He
was a chameleon.
Were there any answers to that one?
There was one from a guy named Theater Doc.
Did he say something boring like,
a poet named Thespis in 534 BC became the first person to play a part on stage. Jim Varney revolutionized it, though.
He perfected it.
Perfected it. It's like how the Chinese may have invented fireworks, but I guess the Chinese perfected fireworks too. Yeah. We perfected blowing our hands off.
There you go. Take a
chance. This one also comes from Formspring. Hey guys, just wondering what the word cute means. I hear women use the word in conversation all the time, and I am more and more confused about its true meaning, given its multitude of uses.
It means chubby. Sorry, son.
Chubby, but you got a great personality on
chubby
you.
With a great personality. Sorry, Dave.
Just substitute cute with non-threatening, and that's exactly what it means. He's so cute means he's so non-threatening.
And by non-threatening, it means you don't know what she means when she says cute. That's non-threatening for you. That's the definition of non-threatening. Hey, I got a little piece of advice for you, prom king. Next time you're around someone who says cute, flip a table. Just flip a table. See if they keep calling you cute.
Was that adorable? Was that so, so cute? And then just make love to them right there.
They will not fight.
They would say, can we flip the table back over?
And if they do fight, just make them yours.
They belong to you.
They're your property. Take a chance. Adam has a problem. Adam wrote to us from Gmail. He says, my friend doesn't seem to fully grasp the point of the would you rather game. He poses questions such as, would you rather be able to leap over tall buildings or have the ability to hear babies crying anywhere on the planet? Okay, what did I say? Let me just take a tea. I'm going to take a tea right here and say, a big tea sack right here and say, that's a terrible power. Anywhere that a newborn is distressed, you know, can you imagine what your days would be like? Just constantly, like from dusk till dawn, wake up to slumber, not to ever sleep, sound of millions of babies crying.
Keep reading the question because I like the second one better.
Or would you rather be on fire or not be on fire?
Oh, God.
I want to meet this guy. How can I teach him the proper way to play? Or is he a lost cause? Oh, Adam, I think, man, I think you got to jettison that one into the sun.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not allowed to play that game anymore.
Maybe not that game. Maybe another one.
Maybe he's really good at checkers.
Be able to breathe underwater or have Lyme disease.
Oh, God. Would you rather find a crisp, clean $100 bill or watch an elderly loved one be pushed down a flight of stairs? It is up to you. The choice, my friend, is yours. One for the ages, a puzzler for the ages.
Would you rather have a credit card?
Credit card
that you never had to pay back.
Okay, sounds good so far.
Or no teeth.
Or no teeth. Well, can I have both or just the one? Nope.
One or the other.
One or the other. Oh. I guess I could get those metal teeth like the guy from James Bond.
There you go.
I can't decide. Take a chance. Everyone's favorite sound in the English language is the sound of their own name. As a stone fact, learn their name, use it a lot, and they're going to warm up to you pretty quickly. And then find out something they're interested in and ask them about it. Talk to them about it.
And if you don't know what they're interested in, use the environment that you're in. If you are at a party, at a show, at a concert, reference what is going on around you. Ask if they're having a good time.
Jeffrey, how did you get to this concert, Jeffrey?
what would you say, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, what's your favorite Dave Matthews song, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, how do you enjoy being the butler for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Jeffrey?
I love Jeffrey Matthews Band. Oops. Jeffrey. What did I do, Jeffrey?
I just took that in, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, I didn't mean to say that, Jeffrey.
And then your best friends.
And then your best friends, just like that.
Say their name a lot, and then at the first time you meet them, say, hey, nice to meet you, Jeffrey. You want to go to a wine tasting with me, Jeffrey? Let's look at houses.
Jeffrey, it'll be like that movie Sideways, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, let's go to look at open houses, Jeffrey.
I bought us matching sweaters, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, let's wear these matching sweaters, Jeffrey.
Go for a wine tasting in the country.
Jeffrey, hug me, Jeffrey.
Come to my villa for a weekend, Jeffrey.
Your villa?
Your villa?
They roll the double L's.
Come
on, Jeffrey.
But as far as the timetable goes, don't rush yourself because you don't want to do it when you're not ready and you're not prepared and you don't have the money. But, you know, there's no reason to wait. You're not
really waiting on anything. Take the leap.
Hey, did you ask Jeffrey if you needed a roommate?
Jeffrey, we should move in together.
We've just met, Jeffrey, but let's
move in. Jeffrey, it's a one-bedroom apartment, but it's awfully spacious.
Jeffrey,
how do you feel about bunk beds, Jeffrey?
I've got a California king bed. I promise we won't touch Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, will you hold me during the thunderstorms, Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, it's hailing.
Jeffrey, the black clouds are rolling in, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
let us buy a puppy together, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, we'll name him Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Let's go shopping at the local market, Jeffrey.
Too droll, Jeffrey.
My 7-year-old and I spend a lot of time in the car listening to music while commuting across town to her school or mother's house. I'd like to expose her to more artists and songs that I consider insightful and enjoyable, but they use more profanity. At what point is it okay to say fuck it and listen and let your kid listen to whatever they want?
Now, fuck it.
I think it's okay to say fuck it after you count to three. Justin, could you perhaps give me a...
One, two, three, and fuck it. Just like that.
Just like that.
You know what, Tommy? I think the bigger question is, when did you forget what fuck it means? do you realize that fuck it's not like, I thought this over, and now my response to the situation, my decision is fuck it. Fuck it means like, ah, fuck it. Who cares?
I've taken all the variables into account, and the only decision I could come to is fuck it.
Fuck it. That's my decision. I checked the bubble box that says fuck it next to it after weighing all my options.
Maybe fuck it. Take
a chance. Joseph, Jessup, or Jesse? Final vote.
all of them.
On the all of us. Like, what about Joseph? What about Joseph? Joseph? Jessup? Jessop? Jesse?
The third.
Mega.
Mega. What about Mega Jessup?
Mega Jessup.
Hey, who's that who's currently destroying our town? It is Mega Jessup.
To be fair, Jessup is how he starts out, and then he becomes Mega Jessup.
He evolves into Mega Jessup.
Don't make him angry.
You wouldn't like him when he's Mega.
Take a chance. So I'm accompanying my wife to visit her parents in the coming weeks, and while the visit is usually rather painless, the bed we are relegated to is very noisy. Being relative newlyweds, we still engage in the relations, if you know what I mean, and was wondering what the etiquette on fooling around in this awkward situation might be, Jeff.
Shh. It's gonna be okay. You can still do it, but you gotta keep it down here.
I mean, keep it up. You ready for the pleasure?
You ready for the pleasure? Mima is literally this wall is stucco. This wall is completely stucco. Anything we do, they can probably hear us whispering. Gotta keep it down here. But let's make love.
Listen, I want to show you that our relationship is still as fiery and as fiery as it was when we started. No, Jeff, no. Jeff, no. No. No, I'm married, Jeff. No. Gross, Jeff. Gross.
Jeff is a grown-ass man with grown-ass urges.
I get this!
Jeff's got to get himself sassified. And Jeff, noisy bed, adjacent meemaw, or no. Jeff needs to get his Jeff off.
Jeff, Jeff, if your urge to get your Jeff off is not so strong that you have to rent... that you can't rent a room at the Super 8 away from your meemaw, then your urge to bed down is not so strong that it cannot be resisted.
I'm saying learn how to bone down on the quiet. Buy an inflatable mattress and lay that out, because that completely obviates the whole squeaky bed issue. And
maybe carry that around
in your bag, and then lay that down, and then make sweet, silent love upon it.
maybe you should approach this problem head on, right? Here's my plan. Go to your in-laws the day one. Say, listen, I appreciate you having us. The bed you've supplied us with is quite loud, and we're afraid that our noise-making will be a ruckus. So what bed might be quieter that you could accommodate us with? And also, where can I put my oversized duffel bag with the words lube bag written on it?
Should I put that in? There looked like some spare room in Meemaw's abode.
Can I put it in Meemaw's room? Will she be offended? I will need to access it at regular intervals.
What's a lube about day? Every 3 minutes. Meemaw, don't be coy. You know exactly what this oil is used for. You old whore.
You old racist whore. I hate Jeff's Meemaw.
Take a chance.
Magic incest.
Let's just talk about that for a
moment. Magic incest. On. Yeah, moving on. That's the username here via Gmail. It's a great question. I think it's one that might be divisive, has a potential to be divisive. Peeing in the shower, yay or nay? Honesty time.
Don't say anything. I think we all just need to... We'll go 1, 2, 3, and then go. So 1, 2, 3, and then you vote.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Yes!
Yay. Yeah, nay. No. Yeah.
Come in, you're a traitor.
So Travis said no, and Justin...
Hey, well, peeing in the shower. Like, it's the most natural thing in the world.
I want to throw an addendum in there. The way our bathroom's set up, I can just open the curtain and the toilet's right there.
Yeah,
so I will do that from time to time, because the convenience factor is the same.
You will? That explains why our magazines are always soiled. You're awful. You're the worst room.
I'm sorry. I've ruined our Reader's Digests.
So, Justin, you're down with it?
Why not?
Because it's gross.
It's not gross.
It's basically like you're peeing on your feet.
You're not peeing on your feet. Okay, I'm not saying, like, just start spinning around and urinating wildly on every vertical surface in your shower. I'm saying fucking aim for the drain and pee. Pee in it. You guys are lying to yourselves.
Motivational poster.
You're lying to yourselves because the two of you are living in sin and you are embarrassed to admit to each other that you might have stepped into one another's urine from time to time. That's all I'm saying. You're lying.
All I
want to
do, I want
to
see a poster where a dad puts his hand on his son's shoulder and just says, "Son, aim for the drain."
We're not stepping in each other. We don't take showers together. That's not our style. We're not down with magic incest. We take separate showers like grown adults.
Grown ass men.
To each other. Grown ass men. I'm going to say yay. I'll break the tie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, this is a drain right there. It's practically a toilet you stand up in to get clean.
The shower is a toilet you stand up in to get clean.
Recently, the buzz about not having elections in 2012 has gained a lot of momentum. It seems to stem from several of Obama's initiatives and other legislation being introduced that gives Obama some frightening powers. For example, cyber legislation gives Obama sole power to shut down the internet. Legislation was introduced to presidential term limits, repeal of the 22nd Amendment, and the controversial 16,000 armed IRS agents. On radio and TV, I have heard several comments about the possibility that we will not have presidential elections in 2012. When guests to the various show mentioned the elections and possible turnovers in 2012, several hosts have remarked, if we have elections in 2012.
Now that Obama is a cyber god, he can pretty much take that out with a wave of his cyber hand.
If President Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama, shuts down the internet, can we keep doing our show?
Oh,
we can.
Be able to shout.
Yeah, we'll just have to yell really loud.
So we'll do like live stage versions.
Yes.
Exclusively. Obama has the power to single-handedly shut down the internet. Mm-hmm. He has a switch on the underside of the desk.
Mm-hmm. He can't stand up too quick. Oops.
He can't.
Where's my
internet?
Where's my Gmail? What is Gmail? It's a non-existent entity.
Gmail never happened. Craigslist never
Sorry,
happened.
Out.
Yahoo Answers.
Shut it down.
Yahoo Answers, a font of constant comedy, is gone now. This question itself? Whoa.
So not only can he shut down the internet, he erases the internet from time.
Yes. He also has that cyber power.
You mean soul power?
He has that soul power from the cyber legislation held in Techno-Congress. There was a cyber bill in Techno-Congress that gave him the power to go back in time and stop events from happening.
Android of the House, can you pass the oil so I can...
The 22nd Amendment hasn't been repealed. It's been de-written. It's been de-erased.
It's been unthought.
Can I just say, we have just written the greatest movie ever.
Time travel president.
Yes.
Take a chance.
Yahoo Answers user Rock just says... that's spelled R-A-Q, by the way.
Whoa!
I'm figuring that's how he prefers it to be pronounced. Hey, need a film. Not anything like The Lake House or that sort. Desperate for something to watch. Anything for a 15-year-old girl?
But not,
all right, so
but not in the wheelhouse of The Lake House.
So the only parameters
the one criteria
set on this choice.
Okay.
Might I suggest The Lake House? No, wait, fuck!
Shit!
You choked. You choked, McElroy. You choked. Not The Lake House. Anything but The Lake House.
God.
What, maybe something that... maybe Walk in the Clouds?
Maybe.
That's
yeah,
got
that might
Keanu.
Be good. I'm trying to think of other Keanu Reeves time travel-based rom-coms.
Oh, Bill and Ted's Excellent Love Affair.
Bill and Ted's Most Tender Engagement. Traveling through time, kissing George Carlin.
This question is troubling to me because of the addendum. I'm desperate for something different to watch, which makes me think this is a 15-year-old girl who, her entire life, the only film she's ever watched is The Lake House.
I'm ready for something new.
I would say the Jurassic Park films. That would probably be a good place to start.
Have you tried Titanic? Like, if you've never seen any movies, I don't know where to start
well,
with you.
Have you tried anything
because
else?
It's not that she hasn't seen any movies. She done seen The Lake House.
Don't even try to quote Lake House to her. She knows all the lines. All the classic lines. Like, how am I've got a time-traveling mailbox. And, whoa.
I live in a house by the lake.
My wife and I are expecting first child in a month. She wants some songs that would be good to listen to in the delivery room. Can you give me some great tracks for this special occasion? That's from Thomas via Gmail. No, I think we can come up with something,
oh,
Thomas.
Oh, manzies. I read this question earlier, and I came up with a really great solution. And I think for the longer portion, the more drawn-out portion, like from when she actually gets posted up in the room,
okay,
and starts squishing out the baby, you put on something soothing. Right, something mellow, something like Iron and Wine's double-sided LP Around the Well, just something to bring the mood down to soothe. Okay. and then right, okay, when she starts crowning, Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Wow,
that's great.
I don't think you can do better than Thunderstruck. Like, if you guys want to try and come at me with something else, but Thunderstruck would be the
how
most
about
triumphant.
With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Fuck you with that.
It's about bringing a baby in the world. It's perfect.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that. Get off the show. Fuck you with that. Boy, we're having a lot of fun here, aren't we?
We had a lot of fun. Time.
We had a lot of fun back in those early days.
Past
those halcyon days of headset mic recording.
I think I used a Rock Band mic for like two of the episodes. This is what people want. People want the fucking... we got so many behind-the-scenes requests. People wanted behind the scenes info. Is there any we can bust out?
Well, in episode 10, which you'll hear a little later, the audio quality will be better because we are all huddled around one microphone. And Griffin and I were just back from E3 and supremely, supremely jet lagged.
We almost didn't record that episode because, Justin, you got fucking aggro, Craig.
I was upset. I didn't want to record.
You got full on Shrek level grumpy.
Why was
Shrek.
Travis there?
That's a great question.
I can't recall.
I think he drove in specifically for the record sesh.
Was there a holiday? Is there a holiday around then? Anyway, so you'll hear us sounding like we're drunk. In the last couple clips, I was actually in Washington, D.C. recording it in a dude's basement because we were renting his basement.
Oh, I forgot about that era. Have you ever recorded the show drunk? I don't know that I ever have.
No, maybe one or two, but not Three Sheets to the Wind. Hey, we want to, while we got you here, we want to give a special hello to Eric Kelch from Cat. She says, happy very belated 29th butt day. I guess she means birthday, but she put butt in there. From your fiance.
I get it.
You're the best hoppy beer loving, nerdy, large buttock having puppy dad there is. Man, I wish people would make us say things like that. Just put something normal like, hey, you're a bro. You're a real bro.
Let's hang out together and Slim Jim out.
She says, hopefully Griffin will sing a song about it.
Can't.
Love, Cat. Come on, Griffin. We're doing an old timey episode.
But without Travis here, I feel like I'm regaling you with like a private song.
It's a little intimate, right?
Justin, sitting together, just the two bros, the way it should be. Happy birthday, Matt. I mean, Eric. This is why I don't fucking do these anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of intimate moments, if you'd like to spice up your lovemaking.
Oh, this is going to be weird, too, with just the two of us.
It's really
getting
weird.
Can we call Travis real quick?
just add him to the Skype call. So, yes. ExtremeShades.com is an adult superstore. Griffin.
It's good for fannies. Both, because I can just say that and we can be done with the thing faster because that means both butts and British vaginas.
Oh, British vaginas. ExtremeShades.com is a friend of the show. They've been supporting us for so long. And you can support us and them in turn by heading over to the site using the coupon code SEXABUNGA. You're going to save 20%, which is fantastic. They got bondage items. You want that? You want fetish and erotic books? They've got you covered. Cock and ball toys.
I love those, like the little Amish game with the stick and
and there's just like ball. That, except you play it with your penis. You can find
that
all this.
Like it'd be hard to do.
All this and so much more at extremerestraints.com.
Do they have any like of those creepy dolls without faces? Only they have fannies.
They have removable. You mean a fanny where their face should be?
No, that sounds like a Silent Hill monster, and I'm not crazy about that idea.
Me neither. You know what I am crazy about?
money.
Hearing some more of these great bits. You want some more hilarious bits?
This next one's my favorite. You know, when we got Sinatra in the studio whenever he was around, I remember he came up to me during this session. It was a hot day in Cleveland where we were recording the episode. And Sinatra's old blue eyes swung by and was like, "You know, boys, you know it would really help this out? A little treble."
A little treble?
Yeah, and he potted up the treble in the mix, and that's.
Well, we didn't do any of that stuff when we were recording these because we were just talking into bad microphones. But hopefully, the jokes will still hold true. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with a regular episode next week, probably, and we love you very much. Take a
chance. Who's that? Who's that one guy who sang with his shirt off in the black and white video? R&B.
Right Said Fred. What are you talking about?
One, you know, not Seal.
He had his shirt off in the Desiree video?
No, he's sort of like Desiree.
You gotta give me a song or I can't.
Kind of like Jada Kiss.
You gotta give me a song or I can't.
He's an R&B singer.
Oh, okay. That's a genre.
Decantress, maybe. It'll come to me. I want to say something like Capone is his name. Something
like Capone.
Jada Kiss? Ludacris? Something like that.
Ludacris is a thing. He's a guy.
That's a
person. Is that what you're going for?
D'Angelo!
That was it.
Got it.
Sweet.
How is that like Capone?
Any social engagement I partake in, I try and kiss the other party. And if they take it, then I will know in retrospect that it was a date. And if they fight me off, then I know the truth.
It was really awkward when Griffin got his taxes done.
Well, I don't know, because my H&R Block representative, she was fantastic.
The weirdest was when he was baptized.
And he's had him all over the world.
Take a chance. Simmons, a.k.a. that guy, asks, in all caps, "Help, my little baby sister drank beer." "Hi, one of my little baby sisters who is 11 months old just drank some beer. She didn't drink a lot and she doesn't seem affected by it, but my mom is freaking out and yelling at all of us, but I think she is fine and my mom doesn't think so. Can anyone help? And no bullshit, serious answers only."
Take her keys away.
It's
first and foremost.
That baby is in no shape to be driving.
This is another one of those times where we have to remind you of the right time to call poison control and the right time to ask Yahoo Answers what you should do about your situation.
You know,
because it's not now.
Babies think they can party. Babies don't got shit.
These babies come up here. They think that they can roll with the big dogs.
Trying to step.
But they just... I don't think humans get livers until they're like 3.
Yeah.
You gotta earn that shit.
Where's that beer going inside of that baby's gully works?
I think we're missing some important. What beer?
That's a big
problem. What did you let her have first? Did you let her have some High Life?
If it's like a heady Dogfish Stout and that baby's donezo.
That baby's out.
That baby's going to be tripping.
My baby sister just slammed a Rasputin.
Oh no.
What if she had a PBR? You got a hipster baby on your hands now.
Oh, man.
Hope you can find really God's small horn-rim glasses, plaid shirts.
Tiny fixie tricycle.
These jeans don't come any smaller, sir. I'm sorry. You'll have to go to the My Buddy aisle to find smaller jeans for tight, tight hipster babies.
Tight, tight hipster jeans at the Gymboree. But seriously, go to a hospital, I think. Take a chance. Dude, It's Coke asks us via Twitter.
Big news.
After 3 years with my girlfriend, I feel it's time to make the leap and ask for her hand. Any suggestions to make it memorable? All right, guys, let's do it.
First of all, congratulations.
Let's do it. Susan or Marie?
Oh, God, it's our first. Okay.
I know, I'm really nervous.
Okay. Me too. Okay.
Susan or Marie or Ellen or
Tammy?
Let's just say baby. Baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweet baby.
Hey, sweetness. We've been...
Dude, It's Coke's been with you for 3 years now.
Three long years, girl.
3 long years, over 1,000 days of pure bliss.
Romance. 525,600 times 3.
you went on some dates, you had some good times, met each other, met each other's parents and friends. You all get along really well.
He's been true to you. He's been there for you.
He's got a really, really important question to ask. Do it, dude. It's Coke.
Yeah!
All right.
Wait, let's do the second one.
It's like a choose your own adventure reaction. Here we Right? She says no.
Dude, it's Coke. That's rough, man.
That's tough. That's tough, buddy.
Hey, listen, there's so many other fish left in the sea.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. Don't even try dating her.
Because that's not going to work out. It's
done. It's over.
You had your shot, and you blew it. But if you did it, and it worked, congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm sure she said yes. I'm sure she did, because those kids are so in love.
Unless she didn't.
Take a chance.
The reality of a long-distance relationship is way harder than you think it would be. 100 miles apart. You know where I live 100 miles from? Fucking Kings Island. I don't get there up there as much.
That's true. And you love Kings Island. That's a relationship you
want
to make work.
I love the Viking Fury. I want to make that relationship with her. She's a beautiful boat. Last night, I went to my friend's 21st birthday party when suddenly his girlfriend, who was very drunk, told me she had feelings for me. I don't feel the same about her. So my question is, how do I, or even do I, tell my friend? Okay, hold on. You're at your friend's birthday party. His lady tells you she has feelings for you. You don't have feelings for you. I guess what you got, buddy? You got a little something I like to call a non-problem.
Yep. Yeah.
You do not have an issue that you need to address.
Here's the important little segment there. She was very drunk.
Doesn't matter.
I say things.
It surfaced, guys.
I say things you wouldn't believe.
It's astonishing how many questions we get where my answer is just pack up and move away and never talk to anyone involved in the scenario again, because that's literally the only solution I have for this. Maybe that's why I've been such a globetrotter these past few years.
You keep messing up social situations and you gotta move.
This is, in my mind, this is unfixable and you have to get
out.
It's
called
a
global reset.
I'm a 17-year-old New Zealander, and over here, any showing of anger to anyone will often result in a physical fight. I have the problem that I seem to either bottle it up, I've been meditating lately, it seems to help a little in thinking about things, or completely fly off the handle and hurt people badly. I was wondering if you guys could help.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Sean, you're talking to three guys who are raised Baptist. If you're looking for guys here to tell you to not bottle it up, you've come to the wrong podcast.
Keep it inside. Bottle that shit.
Keep it inside you.
Oh, cork it till your bottle breaks, and then you get a bigger bottle.
Take a chance.
Here's one Yahoo answer, also sent to me by Action Allen. Thank you, Action Allen. This one comes from Kyle S. He asks, "I need a list of the most practical kicks." What?
What?
Oh, just you wait. I want a list of kicks. All must be practical. And where they would land. So far, the obvious ones.
Shit.
Front kick to groin, mid area, head. Sorry. Side kick to groin, mid area. I personally don't like this one because it's hard to see. Round kick to lower leg, back of knee. All suggestions are welcome.
How about kick to spirit?
Yeah, how about blow to your self-conscious? Hey, listen, why do you need this list?
Sean?
What are you doing?
Guys, can we get... He's got the front, he's got the side, he's got the round. Okay. Can be considered a donkey kick, a back kick, as it's referred to in some circles, where an assailant comes behind you. You can usually kick the front of their knee or groin area, and that will completely take them out of the fight altogether.
Have you tried a spin kick?
Spin kick's really good. How about
that's the coolest kick you can do.
How about a kick in which the point of your boot goes into their butthole?
A butthole kick. A butthole boot knocker.
A well-aimed butthole kick.
Have you tried perhaps like a Ryu-style bicycle kick where you fly through the air for 10 seconds and squeal like a pig?
How about an awesome kick where you literally take their head off in one clean
spin? Yeah.
Have you tried the mental kick where you don't actually kick, but they think that you do.
And then about, in 3 days, their stocks crash.
What about the kick where you take your foot off and make the guy smell your foot like in that funny movie?
The Zohans.
That Zohan movie. That's pretty funny. Do that.
Have you tried a taint kick?
What?
A taint kick where you kick them square in the taint and it lifts them off of the ground and into the air by about 3 feet.
Could I? Whoa, that one's really hard to do. Could I suggest a kick kick, which is where you kick their kick? And disrupt their kick with your kick.
They're mid-kick.
You gotta be careful, though, because if you don't time it right, they'll kick your kick, and then you're fucked.
That's a kick, kick, kick. The triple kick, the KKK.
Have you tried a punch kick, which is where you take your shoe off and put it on your hand? And you punch them with it?
Oh, God.
That's a pretty comprehensive list, I feel.
Yeah, I think that's all the kicks.
Covered.
That's all the kicks I know about, I guess.
What about the junior kick where you kick their kid?
Yeah, that's sometimes more painful in the long run, I mean.
Oh, crap.
What, you need a starter that you can always bring with you. A baby is good.
Yeah, a dog.
Or you can get a dog is good. Or you can get one of those giant pinwheel lollipops just like in the bus, just go to town on it. And then when they're going to look because you're being so loud with the slurping and licking. And when they look, just be like, you want to get down on this? And that's a great.
There's
like,
enough
you
for
get
two.
Down on this sucker with me.
I made a big sucker. These right here? Sucker. These are moon shoes. I want to get to know you.
Always Why carry skis jump? With you.
I bouncer. Oh, I got to go. I'm off to ski. I'm going out to skiing. I'm going to skiing mountain. So.
Take a chance. Yahoo Answers user Dakota's Mommy asks, help me name my mobile spray tanning business. Any suggestions would be appreciated. It is a spray tan business where I travel to your home. Please let me know what name you like the best. Caribbean Tan to Go, Caribbean Tan to You, Tropical Tan to You, Tropical Tan to Go, Beach Tan to Go, Beach Tan to You, Tropic Tan to Go, Tropic Tan to You. dark skin spray. Here it comes.
Dark Zos.
Dark.
Van and Tan.
How this isn't the. I don't think that we have a good one for her.
No, we can do it. I really don't want to give up on Dakota's Mommy because she's had a hard year, and I think she could use any assistance we could afford her.
how about you call it the Dakota Memorial Spray Tanning Mobile Station, and then people say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Did your daughter die?" And you look them straight in the eye and say, "Someday." And then see if they still want to spray tan. I bet you they will want to look youthful and full of life and vigor more than they ever have before. And you will be able to really get them on the add-ons, like the complimentary fake teeth.
Take a chance.
Now I've sworn into the USMC, and it turns out she likes me. But if we get into a relationship, it could technically be considered fraternization. What should I do, Tristan?
That's some hot shit.
Man, this sounds like a Richard Gere movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sounds like a...
Oh, this is scintillating.
Danielle Steele. Like,
yeah.
Court martial of the heart.
Heartbreak on the waves.
An officer and an officer.
Of differing genders.
Yeah. Important to note.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Especially love on the high seas. You find out where you can get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you join the USMC to be closer? Because if so, you did not plan this shit out, my man.
Oh, I'll say this. This is friend of the show, Tristan. He is dedicated to serving our country. I've been talking to him for a while now about his dedication to the country. Thanks again, Tristan.
Doing a bang-up job of it.
You're doing great.
Hey, how about this? How about this, Tristan? We're at war. How about you put your mind on your duty
to
protect me and my freedom?
Dude, listen. Tristan is doing something that the three of us could never do.
I have a busy schedule, and I need people to protect me day in and day out. And Tristan is thinking about swooping Putin, and I need to be thinking about swooping Osama and getting him the tunnels and go get him.
But with that constant...
He might be on the water. That's why we haven't found him.
I'm saying that if anyone's going to take down Osama, it's going to be Tristan or his girlfriend, Isolde.
And by which I mean anyone? Personally, Tristan will be the one. And that will make the end of that movie so much better.
Tristan's going to take him down. His girlfriend's going to hold the camera up while he is, like, hog-tying him. He's going to make Osama bin Laden say, my brother and me is the best podcast.
Take a chance. It's a test to prove how well you know them. It is. So get them something. Get your bow something that is specific to him.
Get him a bow staff!
Get him a crossbow. With which he can hunt in the wilds.
A machete. That
shoots bow staffs. A giant bow shooting crossbow.
A bow crossbow.
A bow crossbow. A ballista.
A crossbow that shoots
a barista.
A crossbow that shoots baristas, and then you go to jail for murder because you just shot a Starbucks employee. Why did you do that? Stacy, that was the worst present ever. I got you this dead Starbucks employee.
I got you a bum rat for murder. You're gonna want to leave the country.
Take a chance.
It's just the only girls I find attractive are out of my league and can never work up the courage to actually ask them out. I'll let me help you out with this, man. Lower them standards. You got them too high. You're reaching for dust bunnies on the ceiling. We got shit under your couch. It needs to be dealt with. Lower that standard.
There's no such thing as out of your league, bro.
Yeah, except there is. Wait, let me correct you. There's no such thing as out of your league if you're hugely physically attractive. Because then anything is within your reach.
Take a chance. Hey, Yahoo Answers user Charlie asks, Christians, if we discover aliens, should we share the gospel with them? Does Jesus love aliens too?
It's deep.
I would think that it takes so much energy to love people. That, like, he's got to have an outlet. And the outlet is probably hating people from other planets.
I love everyone on Earth, but everywhere else, fuck them.
Well, do you remember Independence Day, right? The end of Independence Day, right when Will Smith, he fired the nuke, but it didn't go off until a miracle happened. Uh-huh. And then it blew up the mothership and saving the planet.
And that miracle was Randy Quaid.
That miracle was Jesus' love, blowing up aliens.
Through Randy Quaid?
Through Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid wasn't in that film.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was. You're too young to remember, because you just remember him as a hero.
Because you're a child.
You've replaced him in your mind's eye with Jesus.
Wasn't that Dennis Quaid?
No, it was Randy. he does hate people from other planets, but at the millennial Jesus convention, he always covers it up. Like, he doesn't tell Mars Jesus that he hates Martians.
So it's a franchise, right? Because I've always assumed that that's Jesus how it franchise. Works.
Jupiter Jesus is my new stage name, by the way.
You should have been there. You should have been there when they excommunicated Pluto Jesus. It was crazy.
No Jesuses for moons. Get out of here, Pluto Jesus. Pluto Jesus is also my favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
This summer, Eddie Murphy is Pluto Jesus.
Take a chance. Hey guys, I got a question. How you doing? You remember Joey? You guys remember when Joey would say, like, pretty frequently, he would be like, how you doing? You remember that? You guys are trying not to laugh. I wish they could see you. You're trying really hard, but you're smirking.
How you doing?
Hey, Jesus, no, but seriously, Christ. How is everything? Fuck! Oh, shit.
I win.
How are you doing?
Take a chance.
I really don't want to be labeled as some kind of pervert. If you guys have an easier way to tell the approximate age of a girl without simply walking up to her like a creeper and just flat out asking, it would be much appreciated.
Have you considered cutting her in half and counting her rings?
Consider that, DJ? Or is that all you can consider, you sicko? What is your life? I assume your worry is that you don't want to have sex with an underage girl. Cool. What is going on with your life strategy that you think there's a fairly good chance you could end up boning down on a girl before you figure out what her like life situation is? Like, before you figure out how old she is and stuff. Like, what kind of chicken and egg situation do you have where that's your approach?
Also, where are you meeting these women? So you're like, yeah, I have no idea how old you are. Hey, you're so at the Justin Bieber concert. Hey,
yeah,
guess what?
maybe don't try and pick up chicks in the Dave and Buster's arcade room.
Man, I love Chicken Nugget Day. Do you guys love Chicken Nugget Day? I know I love. You finish that school rule? What are you doing after this? This is such a good place to come and eat. I eat here like 5 times a week, it seems like. What about you guys? Want to get out of here? I've got cigarettes. Take
a chance. Do any of us actually know who Prince William is and what he looks like?
He's that cute one, right?
He's the cute one, but he dressed up like a Nazi one time, right? In a Halloween party. I remember seeing
so
images.
He's got a great sense of humor.
On the Sun.
He would be like, God blimey, Justin, I'm totally into you. Do you want a new fancy shag? He's like, I don't know, Prince William. Are you sure about this? He's like, God blimey, of course I am.
Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah, it's a man.
Yeah, you want to go to
my bag? Yeah. Yeah,
baby. I think you just need to look at him and say, that's not my bag, baby.
That's not my bag.
All right, can we just get 2 more minutes of straight Austin Powers?
No problem. Take a chance. Here's what I would do. I would wait until you know she's going to walk into her room. Then you get a bucket. You fill the bucket with water, and then you put the water bucket half on the door jamb and half on the door, and then when she opens the door, it all tumbles onto her.
She'll get moist from the water in the bucket.
And is okay,
what you're saying,
this works both ways. If she broke up with you, if she pulled a prank on you, then you point at her after the water bucket falls on her and you laugh. If she dumped you, then you point at her and say, well, no one will have you now. And then,
I'm the best you're going to do.
And the best you're going to do, Weddy.
Take a picture of her. Film it and put it on YouTube and said, you've just made a terrible fool of yourself. And then walk away.
That's going viral. I'll see you this evening for dinner. We have dinner at Giovanni's, a reservation. I'll see you there.
Have you guys seen the Bucket X? Oh, she's so foolish. No one would ever date her.
I'd say I guess I just put hooking up with me back on your bucket list and then walk out.
That's real good.
That's a good one.
That's real good.
Oh, man.
No, for real, though, you don't need her.
You're too good for her. You listen to a great podcast like this?
Unless it's like a justifiable reason that she broke up with you. Like you need to quit doing speed.
Or pranks.
Listen, it was funny the first time, but you have done the bucket thing 26 times, and it is old.
Until you get a tattoo that says, I'm the Trickster Supreme, I'm not going to stop pulling pranks. Take a chance. Michael, when you die, are you going to be sad that you didn't understand wakeboarding for a day? Or are you going to be sad because you didn't get that spray, that ocean spray in your face as you wakeboarded your way down the coast?
Get that sweet, salty, foamy spray. Michael's in the front seat. He's driving the boat. Michael's spraying you in the face. You're waking. You're in the back. You're waking. No cares in the world. Just wake and spray. Wake and wake.
You guys just got up. It's dawn. And you're afraid you won't understand. What's there to understand? It's two men who care about each other. One of them is driving a boat and spraying the other one in the face with salty foam.
Just life. Looking back at him, thumbs life. Up. Hey, Chaz, you're doing it. Remember, you were so afraid, but now you're
so
doing
frightened.
It.
Oh, God, that's a great end of a movie right there.
Right? The last line of this moving screenplay is, you were so afraid, but now you did it.
You're fucking doing it, Chaz. Get that spray.
That sounds like the end of a movie we'd check out from the church library when we were 8.
Except I don't think they had movies called Wake and Spray in the church library.
You're right, McGee. Good
work, Butter Churn Gang. Were they?
Spray salty life foam into Chaz's face.
Get that foamy spray.
And then talk about weird euphemisms for God.
Tim McGraw said it best.
Every fucking episode with this.
Live like you were dying.
You gotta get that sea foam, gonna spray it on your face.
Your friend looks at you knowingly. You're sharing a sweet moment.
Hey, you know what's a great moment for the end of this inspirational movie? Michael looks at Chaz
and just kind of smiles and says, "Hey, you got a life mustache," and reaches up and wipes the spray off.
Yeah, that would be good. Take a chance. Yahoo Answers user Holly asks, "Is it weird to kiss your dad on the lips? Just a quick kiss on the lips, no tongue, ew. I do to say hello, bye, I love you, etc. My sister used to do it too, but she's grown out of it now and I haven't. I'm 20, BTW.
I love you, daddy.
I love you, daddy. Come here, plant one on me.
I think it would be weird if you were kissing other people's dads on the lips.
Nope, just her daddy. Just go give her.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. What's up? The good part of this situation is that it is a no loss, because if you kiss your dad on the lips and you think it's okay, then other people, if they say, "Hey, that's weird. You're a weirdo," you can say, why don't you get your head out of the gutter? It's my dad, sicko." Then they're the sick ones.
I think there's a way to be creepy about it.
No,
I'm just kissing my dad on his sweet bristly lips. Look at me.
What's up with that Stamos double, Dad?
I don't think you know though until you do it. I think everyone, after they're done listening to this episode, needs to go find their pep and plant one on him, on his sweet lips.
I've been looking for a good sign off for the show for so long, and I think kiss your dad square on the lips is probably
square on his sweet plump lips. Take a chance. Here we go. Sent in by Darwin, or rather, the question is from Darwin. Is Taylor Swift Illuminati?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother and me.
You will never know me.
Kiss your dad square on the lips.